This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You can find out more about us at kjradio.com. And let me tell you, if you are on some sort of a medication, series of medications, and you pay more than $50 a month in prescription costs, you might want to pay attention. RxHelpCenters.com. If you go to these guys, and let's say you pay $170 for your prescription drugs, they will get them for you for $50. You'll put $120. Yeah, that's right. $120. That was a joke, leftist. I know how to count. A month back into your pocket. Now, I don't know if you could use a additional $1,500, $1,200 or so a year, whatever it is. But it's actually $1,440 a year. But if you want to do that, that's the way you want to go about it. These guys are excellent. I can tell you this because I've done it. My friends have used it. And it works. $50 a month. I don't care if you got six medications, two medications. I don't care whether they cost you $70 or $1,070. They will get them for $50. It's not. They don't make any more money off you than the $50 it takes for them to get this thing going for you. And it is a real hassle to do it. And that's why they're able to do this. So, fixed income folks, maybe you got elderly parents or grandparents or something like this. Let them know about this. RxHelpCenters.com. Anyway, lots going on today, folks, in the news. We've talked about a lot of it. Embarrassing stuff that happened over the weekend. The stats in Chicago with shootings and this Facebook dude and, shooting a brother, an older brother, doing nothing, minding his own business, and on the left's attack on Donald Trump and you. But the softening of some of the stances of the left on Donald Trump. Some of these people coming out now going, ooh, you know what? Maybe Donald Trump isn't as bad as we thought. That's starting to happen. You're being vindicated across the board. And waking up in the morning knowing, folks, that you are finally breathing fresher air. That the bird, you can hear the birds chirping now. I don't know about you. I woke up, I was like, what's that? What is that sound? It was birds going, Trump, 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 Trump. We love Trump. And I was like, look at the little birdies paying homage to Donald Trump. Good for you, little birdies. The same with you folks. Hey, speaking of birds, this story cracked me up. Talk about ingenuity. Dude breaks into a house and he does the unthinkable. He does the unthinkable. Let me just, as far as criminals go, to quote Denzel Washington in Training Day, my Negro, okay? But I cleaned it up for radio. But that's what Denzel Washington's character would say after a dude did something miraculous. In the movie, black dude breaks into your home. I want you to picture. Come with me on this journey. Black guy breaks into your home. You find him in there, and you know what he's doing? He's cooking chicken. What? Holy mother stereotypes. This dude is cooking chicken. What next? Brother baking some cornbread and throwing down on some collard greens? Brother was cooking chicken when this white lady got home. I mean, talk about living up to stereotypes. Or was he a sleepwalking short order cook? That's what, when I saw this story, I was like, okay, well, maybe he's so used to cooking that he just is sleepwalking. He's like, I must cook chicken. I mean, dude couldn't make, like foie gras or something. No, chicken. He's frying up some chicken. Fox News reports this. Here's how it says. You could say he was cooking up trouble. Deputy said an alleged burglar made himself right at home inside Samantha O'Neill's kitchen. O'Neill said when she arrived home with her sister and a friend, she saw 34-year-old Ronald Wesley standing over her stove. I walked in to him standing here with this pot of oil where he was frying chicken, the strainer right here, this chicken in the freezer that he got cut open. Frying chicken, O'Neill explained. She said the alleged burglar had taken some chicken and sausage from her refrigerator and appeared to be drunk off of his sister's liquor. Melissa Stanley, O'Neal's sister, said he was in here drunk as a skunk just being Betty Crocker. How could you arrest his brother? Let him finish the meal. He might have served it up with, who knows? We messed up a top chef. Cut his career before it even began. Now Ronald's in jail. What you in jail for, man? Oh, dude, I'd rather not say. come on, man. Tell me, man. What you in jail? Oh, man. I was cooking some white ladies some chicken. Oh, man. Well, what an embarrassment as a black dude. Because they'll be like, they didn't like it. Yeah, man. It's them herbs and spices, you know. White people like plain chicken. I put too many herbs in it. I don't even know what to say. Is this even a crime? Seriously, is this even a crime? In the leftist control world where we live, this very well may not be a crime. Or if it is a crime, I suggest to you that the crime may very well be against the two white women who own that home. After all, they employed a black man, and I'm using my finger quotes, employed a black man to cook them chicken. Whether he knew he was supposed to cook chicken or not, that is not for him to say. He was cooking chicken when they came home. And he did not get paid. Where's the NCAA? I mean, the NAACP. Where's the NAACP when you need them? So the article goes on to say that O'Neal screamed. She was stunned. And then they did whatever they could to get Wesley out of the house. She said, I was scared. My sister was scared, she explained. I just wanted him off the property, so I picked him up and I threw him out the gate. She picked him up? He's not a big dude, but really? The women then called for help. And Alachua County Sheriff's deputies found Wesley wandering nearby, and they arrested him. Thankfully, he survived this police encounter, because guess what? He could have been shot. So Wesley lives to cook another day for some unsuspecting white folks once he's released. Whew. I'm just glad nobody was charged, because these white ladies could have been charged. Felonious chicken cooking. What else are we going to talk about? Donald Trump and Maxine Waters and this whole tax day deal. Maybe we'll get into that. And also, there's a couple things that are going to surprise you that are racist. I should call this show the Surprise Racist Show or something like that. Because the stuff that the left will tell you is racist is getting wilder and wilder. Is that a good way to set this up? What do you think? It is, isn't it? These are the strangest stories we've seen in a long time. You gotta admit this. Where'd you guys find that? Seriously. Gateway Pundit or something? Anyway, short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Jackson Radio Show.
Tax day is now over. I hope you either filed your taxes or you got an extension. But regardless, you may still find yourself in a bad situation where you owe back taxes, maybe to the IRS or to the state. And the way you want to get around this is get a professional, because there is no way around it. My friends at Security Tax Associates are going to give you cost-effective, ethical representation. Doesn't matter what your problem is. Haven't paid my taxes in 5 years. I haven't done whatever. The IRS nor the state is going to let you off the hook. So these guys can help you to avoid seizures, levies, wage garnishments, etc. Security Tax Associates is here to make sure that when you take the steps to fix your tax problem, you fix them now and you fix them forevermore. 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or you can visit them at securitytaxassociates.com. Anyway, I wanted to get into some of the other things that we've been wanting to talk about. And speaking of taxes, let me ask you this. Who paid for the leftist tax day rallies? Right now, the left continues to try to troll Donald Trump. You got Maxine James Brown Waters, who has decided that the Trump tax issue is something that she still must pursue. Who was it? Sarah, what's her name? Silverstein or whatever, you know who I'm talking about, the comedian girl. She's like, Donald Trump needs to reveal his effing taxes. That's what she says. Now, I'm going to tell you, as a reminder to the left, Donald Trump was going to get spoofed, or what do they call it? What do they call it? When they get like a scooped. He's going to get scooped on his taxes by Rachel Maddow. And it was a huge backfire. And you would think that the left would go, you know what? We learned our lesson. Let's not do that again. But what do? We still want to see Donald Trump's taxes. And it's funny because when you look at what's going on in the big scheme of things, the big picture, you've got these guys that tried all the other things against Donald Trump. He's a misogynist. He hates black people. He hates Muslims. He hates Mexicans. He hates women. Well, he doesn't hate women, but he abuses them, and on, right? And so then that didn't work. So then they said, well, he's a product of the Russians. And he the election is null and void because Donald Trump got help from Putin. They're buddies, they're best BFFs, etc. And so that didn't work. So then they said, well, he's an idiot, he's uncontrollable, he doesn't know what he's doing, you put him on the world stage, and he's going to embarrass us. That didn't work. So what do? They're starting over. They cycle back. It's his taxes. He doesn't have taxes. Donald Trump is cleaner than the preacher's sheets, and I've said this before. They can keep chasing this stuff. Let them chase it. You've only got a certain amount of energy. Let them use their energy. But I think it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. So Trump's asking a question. Who paid for it? Tax rallies across the country. Leftists demanded Trump release his tax returns. They weren't well attended, by the way. But they achieved their principal purpose, which was what? Generate headlines. Donald Trump and the taxes. And what's funny to me when I think about that is the absolute abject butt-kicking that they took on taxes, and the Democrats are still there. That should tell you something, folks. These people will not give up. It didn't get any worse for them. Rachel Maddow vamped for an hour. Well, we've got Donald Trump taxes. We have that clip. Who was it? Colbert that made fun of her?
I hold in my hand something very significant. It is a joke. A joke that we have confirmed has been heard by Donald Trump. We believe this is the first time any joke connected with Donald Trump has been released. This is an old joke from before he was president. We've obtained this joke legally. The First Amendment gives us the right to tell this joke. This piece of paper I hold in my hand, the part facing me with the words that you can't see. This is the document with the joke. The joke in question. Why did the chicken... But first, a word on chickens. Chickens are flightless birds domesticated 3,000 years ago in Mesopotamia. They produce both meat and eggs, as well as companionship. They are eaten by people. People like Russian oligarch Dmitry Ribolovlev, Riboflavin, Rama Lama Ding Dong, Rubble Rubble Rutro. He's a Russian with confirmed ties to chickens. More on that later when I discuss it with this chicken expert. But back to the joke. Why did the chicken cross the road? Okay, what are roads? Why do we need them? Do tax dollars pay for roads? They do. What can be a road? Is it a highway? Is it a road? Is it a track, a via, a tollway? A thoroughfare or a public way traveled by foot, cart, car, truck, bus, bicycle, and of course, other. And where is this road crossing chicken going? Mar-a-Lago? Is it going to Russia to be Chicken Kiev? These are important questions I will be answering. But whether or not you're a Trump supporter, whether or not you've heard this joke before, it ought to give you pause that after all of this buildup, I still haven't gotten to the punchline. So without further ado, why did the chicken cross the road? the answer right after this break.
I'm not a huge Colbert fan, but that was pretty funny. I like that they finally are going at each other. But, you know, they talked about these taxes. What more do you want? Look, if that's going to be your thing, here's what I would do if I were Trump. Let's look at solutions. If I were Trump, here's what I would do. I would release another set of taxes. I would titillate them with, oh, there's a breaking news or whatever. And I would get them going like, oh, we got some dirt on Donald Trump. And just get that negative, you know, that what they call it, misinformation out there. Let Maddow do it again. We've got a report from Donald Trump's news, Donald Trump's taxes. We're going to release his taxes from 2019 or whatever. And then when it came out, it would be Donald Trump. Because last time he donated, what was it, $38 million? Like $38 million? So in this time around, I would say Donald Trump now donates $57 million to the poor. He helped send 14 black kids to college. And, you know, it would just be a litany of things to make them go, oh, my gosh. And let me tell you, don't be surprised if that's what's going on right now, if that's what's brewing inside of the Trump camp. And the other thing about it is, and here's what I think they were really trying to do. They were trying to usurp the idea that the Tea Party is the only one who can have these rallies on tax day. That was the real issue behind this, if you ask me. See, the left has never had a rally around tax day. Why would they? Talk about just bad timing. These are the people that want to rake you over the coals on tax day. Frankly, they should be embarrassed to have something on tax day. But that's what it was for, is to marginalize the Tea Party.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin Jackson here. Where exactly is America's number one community organizer? That would be Barack Obama. Last I heard, he was vacationing in Tahiti. That's right. How do you go after Donald Trump with this shadow government when you're vacationing in Tahiti? I'm just curious. Is he setting up a super secret server in a bathroom somewhere? Here's what I predicted. And I told leftists this. I said, you guys think Barack Obama is going to build a shadow government and he's going to do all these things. He's certainly going to try. But you know what Barack Obama's figuring out real quickly? Life as a white man's pretty good. He's on Richard Branson's billionaire island. Now he's off in Tahiti. I heard he brought over Bruce Springsteen. Who else? Other people, these moguls that helped him get to where he is, Geffen and others. He's partying like a rock star. Probably back to doing drugs. He's probably got some coke over there. Don't put it past him. You know he's smoking. He no longer has to fake, like, I gave up smoking. Yeah, it's not good for you, kids. Don't smoke. He gave it up. So he's over in Tahiti, working on his tan, but playing white boy. And so what's going on over here? All of his policies are being undone. Barack Obama is smart to stay out of the fray. You know what he's waiting on? Let me tell you what he's waiting on. He's waiting on Donald Trump to finally make a mistake. When is he going to make a mistake? I need a mistake. I'll tell you this. Syria is not considered a mistake by Donald Trump. And I'll tell you, almost his entire former national security staff has said Donald Trump bombing Syria was the right thing to do. In fact, what's the guy's name? Zareed Fakaria? He went on and he had to do a mea culpa because he actually said, I'm happy that Donald Trump bombed Syria. Let's play that clip.
I didn't really believe there was such a thing as Trump derangement syndrome. Hatred of Donald Trump so intense that it impairs people's judgment. It's not that I didn't notice the harsh, unyielding language against Trump. I've said a few tough things myself. But throughout the campaign, Trump seemed to do things that justified it. Once elected, instead of calming down and acting presidential, he continued the stream of petty attacks, exaggerations, and lies. His administration seemed marked by chaos and incompetence. And then came the strike against Syria. On that issue, Trump appears to have listened carefully to his senior national security professionals, reversed his earlier positions, chosen a calibrated response, and acted swiftly. I supported the strike and pointed out, in print and on air, that Trump was finally being presidential because the action, quote, seemed to reflect a belated recognition from Trump that he cannot simply put America first, that the President of the United States must act on behalf of broader interests and ideals, unquote. On the whole, though, I was critical of Trump's larger Syria policy, describing it as incoherent. From the response on the left, you would have thought I had just endorsed Donald Trump for Pope. Otherwise, thoughtful columnists described my views as nonsense. One journalist declared on television, "If that guy could have sex with this cruise missile attack, I think he would do it." A gaggle of former Obama speechwriters discussed how my comments were perhaps the stupidest of any given on the subject. White House speechwriters must have written the lines that President Barack Obama spoke on September 27, 2013, announcing the UN deal in which the Syrian regime agreed to give up its chemical weapons stockpile.
"This binding resolution will ensure that the Assad regime must keep its commitments or face consequences. We'll have to be vigilant about following through."
In other words, the Trump administration watched a violation of Obama's 2013 deal and enforced it in precisely the manner that Obama had implied.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's the Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I love this clip is Fareed Zakaria is a leftist ideologue par excellence. I mean, he's great at it. He hated Trump during the campaign. He admits it. And now he's got to eat a little bit of dust and hear, or crow, I should say. And you know what's funny about it is his own people are the ones who went after him. Fareed Zakaria, he's now under fire because he dare say, I think that was the right thing for Donald Trump to do. He's getting a dose of liberalism, leftism. Call it whatever you want. He's getting a dose of what happens if you don't just, I don't care what Trump does, he can't be good. You know, a la, what's her name, Madame Maxine Waters? James Brown? So, if you can't, see, this is the difference between us and them, and I say this all the time. If Barack Obama does the right thing, had done the right thing, in any instance, I would have said, that's the right thing to do. I think I remember doing it three times on very small things, like this will help veterans or this will help old people or this will help kids, whatever. It was in 8 years of following this guy, I can remember three times on very minor issues going, that's the right move. I can tell you, I have already done that in the first week of Donald Trump being president-elect. So we have these guys that are finally having to realize maybe this guy isn't as stupid as we said. Maybe you, the voters, aren't as stupid as we said. Maybe Donald Trump can actually get it done and their own people are attacking him. See, this is the problem that they have on the left. When the realization finally hits it, whoa, this guy is effective. Then you start comparing him to Barack Obama and you go, ooh, I'm really sorry. Suddenly you're no longer on a firm foundation of leftism. You're in the quicksand of it because that's what it is. It's the muck and mire of leftism. And you finally have to come to the realization, painfully so, that 63 million Americans tried to tell you. And let me tell you, you don't have to believe this unless, I mean, it's up to you, but many, many people have come over to the Donald Trump side of things. Many, more than they care to admit. Let's go with the take two on that.
Which is why virtually every major Obama foreign policy official, from Hillary Clinton to Thomas Donilon to Leon Panetta to David Petraeus, has supported the Trump administration's action, as did U.S. allies in the region and beyond. The strikes were discreet, measured, intended to convey a signal, and yet at the same time designed to ensure that the U.S. did not descend further into the Syrian civil war. In other words, they were very Obama-like. Two senior Obama officials I spoke with told me that were Barack Obama still president, he would have likely ordered a strike that was similar, if not identical, in scope. Presumably, those former speechwriters would then have used different words to describe the same strikes.
There you have it, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Very Obama-like. Obama would have done the same thing. Yeah, well, you know what? Obama had many instances, many tries to do these things. Before he talked about the red line, Syria had already done some mean-spirited things to their people. What did Obama do? Nothing. So Donald Trump reacted to something that Barack Obama may or may not have done. We can't answer that question. I can't.
But here's what I can tell you. It wouldn't have been as decisive, and the world wouldn't have taken notice and said, whoa, that Barack Obama's suddenly serious about what he's doing. None of that would have occurred. With Donald Trump, they take us seriously. And I think that's the bigger issue. Now I want to play the final clip from this.
Conservatives seem to understand Trump's about-face better than liberals. Many of Trump's strongest backers are utterly distraught by his embrace of Obama's policies. Andrew McCarthy wrote in National Review, "When it came to foreign policy, I was worried that the 2016 election would be a case of Clinton delivering the third Obama term. Instead, we have Trump giving us the third Clinton term." Liberals have to be careful to avoid Trump derangement syndrome. If Trump pursues a policy, it cannot axiomatically be wrong, evil, and dangerous. In my case, I've been pretty tough on Donald Trump. I attacked almost every policy he proposed during his campaign. The week before the election, I called him a cancer on American democracy and urged voters to reject him. But they didn't. He is now president. I believe that my job is to evaluate his policies impartially and explain why, in my view, they're wise or not.
All right, folks, so that'll do it for understanding what CNN's Fareed Zakaria thinks. But here's what I'll tell you. I don't believe it. Look, I'll give him credit for this. He at least comes on. He says, here's why I did it. But let me tell you, the reasoning behind it is his viewership is angry at him. They're angry at him. They've lashed out. How can you possibly support Trump? And he's now saying to them subtly, look, you cannot be mad at me if you give the guy credit for doing something right. But he's wrong. That is exactly why you cannot be a leftist and believe in doing the right thing. It just doesn't jive. They have no moral core. They don't. I said, if Donald Trump moved Israel into the ocean and gave the land to the Palestinians, made every black man free to do whatever he wanted, to empty the jails, and you name whatever leftist policy, they would still hate him. That's just the way it works. That's how liberalism works.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So over the weekend, we talked about this the other day. North Korea tried to launch their missiles, and of course, it was an embarrassing fail. And you know, I don't want to say become conditioned, but I think to some degree we have become conditioned to the idea that Kim Jong-un can't launch missiles. They always fail. In fact, while this guy's trying to play Tommy Toughbutt, if he launches a missile, a nuclear missile, he's liable to blow his own country up. When I said this of Donald Trump over the weekend, it would have been a good idea for him to go ahead and drop bombs on North Korea just to get Kim Jong-un to send missiles up and then destroy his own country. Force Kim Jong-un to launch missiles at himself. Then send a video over of Americans watching and laughing as a reality show. You know, like, ooh, everybody, let's watch the new missile launch. What could be more embarrassing than these constant missile launch failures? How many times does it need to happen before Kim Jong-il decides to give peace a chance. All we are saying. Oh, man. South Korea reported, the chiefs of staff, the joint chiefs of staff said, they tried to launch this from this port city of Simpo. And it blew up almost immediately, his missiles, Kim Jong-un's missiles. So it got me thinking, because North Koreans are not dumb. Look, are they the only, are they like the dumb Asians? You know, because we know Asians are pretty smart. And, you know, we've talked about that on the program. Asians are no smarter than any other group of people. We just get the best of them over here. There was a time, you know what? When Africans came to America, they were the sharpest of Africa. They were. If you saw an African, he was over here, and he was like, Mbuku Pambisi, I'm telling you, he was sharp. Because he won the lottery, came to America, was a student, and he had to be the best student in Africa. Same with Indians. We look at the Indians and we go, man, these Indians are, these kids are smart. Jeez. You know, you get an Indian in there. I told you guys, my engineering professor called me in one time, and I went to go see him. And he said, Kevin, why aren't you in the PhD program? He goes, we have far too many Asians in the PhD program. Why aren't you in it? I'm like, man, I just want to get out of school, you know. I don't want to be a professional student. But he wanted me to get my PhD because he goes, Kevin, we're not training enough people in science, Americans. But anyway, North Korea has good engineers. I promise you they do. These are not dummies. And so I started wondering, what's going on? Every time these guys launch a missile, it's become a joke. And think about this. How would you destabilize a country with never going in it? Think about that. How could you destabilize Kim Jong-un? You want to know how? You make him an embarrassment. You make it to where people go, we're going to launch another missile. Whatever. Because it's not going to go. It's not going to make it. And then it hit me. Because I watched that show. I told you guys about it. It's called Zero Days. And I think we're sabotaging their missiles. Donald Trump, while, you know, was intense scrutiny of what was going to happen over the weekend.
Is North Korea going to launch a nuclear missile and test it and blah, 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 this, that, and the other.
And China, of course, lined their people up on the border. You guys know all the stuff we've talked about over the last few days. And
everybody, oh my goodness, who knows? Well, what are we going to do?
And so then they send, either Donald Trump doesn't like Pence a lot, or he didn't have anything to worry about, because he sends Pence over to South Korea for 10 days at the threat of nuclear launch. I mean, Pence should have been going, Mr. President, you sure I need to go right now? Could we wait maybe a little bit? No. Went over goodwill, went to the, what they call it, the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, the line where everybody, I mean, he gallivanted over there like he was on vacation. I said, I'm sure, why didn't Pence just show up in a Speedos with his, you know, his rainbow towel over his shoulder? Because for all intents and purposes, it was a vacation. He was thumbing his nose at Kim Jong-un. How about I send my vice president and give you a shot at him, Kim Jong-un? And, of course, Kim Jong launches a missile that promptly blows up. But if you watch Zero Day, you know what's happening here. We can now infect these different rogue regimes with software that destroys their stuff. I'm telling you, that's what's going on with North Korea. Cyber warfare is what they call it. Zero Hedge reported this. Here's what they wrote. They said, in light of the recent New York Times report that the U.S. has been able to sabotage and remotely control North Korean launches for years, courtesy of cyber attacks, we previously wondered if the U.S. does not play at least a minor role in this attempted but failed launch. So other people are bringing it up. After I watched Zero Days, I was like, it made me step back and went, why is my toaster now? What's wrong with my microwave? Because they can control it to that level. It's almost a state of paranoia. But if you watch the show, they tell you how they can do it. That's how they can spy on your computer. Who is it? Facebook's CEO or somebody, Google, one of them. They keep a little piece of tape over their camera on their computer. because they don't want, you know, the government looking in on them. They know it can happen. I told you guys a story of a taxi driver who was going to get married to a U.S. Service person, a woman. And he says, Kevin, we were going through some rough times, and we were separated, you know, because she wasn't, you know, like, I guess in theater. And he goes, but she knew every move I made. She knew every conversation I had, and she worked for, I don't know if it was CENTCOM, but she worked for one of the agencies where she could get, I think it was maybe DIS, Defense Information Systems, but she could get to his phone and everything. He says, people that I talked to one time in a taxi and had a conversation with where I said, yeah, we're having some problems with my marriage or whatever. She's like, why are you telling a stranger about our marriage? And she's like, what? You know, that guy that was, you know, guy that you were talking to. And he was like, how do you know? He's telling me this. And I was going, I'm thinking, okay, I'll just ride the cab. He'll get you to your place soon. You know, you'll be out. And I wasn't worried about him, but he seemed like one of these guys you're going, God, just get me out of your cab, man. You know, you're crazy. I look back on that conversation and go, that dude was 100% right. 100% right. We can do this, y'all. And if I were going to essentially disrupt Kim Jong-un, I would show his people that he's impotent. He talks about nuclear weapons and all this capability, and he can't launch a missile. That undermines him worse than anything. That gets his generals and everybody going, this guy is a basket case. And we're not going to let, you know, he's not going to be able to do anything to us. So I'll put it a different way. Donald Trump shot off missiles to where? Syria and Afghanistan. How'd they do? Not too bad. Somebody said, the 59 missiles that they shot 60 is what I was told. One of them didn't make it. But 59, they said, all missed their targets. Is that true? I don't know. Somebody will probably call and tell me. I know they said the runway was operational the next day. Okay. Is that true? I don't know. But I think they got close. I can tell you what did get close. That bunker-busting Moab got close in Afghanistan. They said it killed 36 people, 36 bad guys, ISIS fighters. But if I wanted to destabilize Kim Jong-un, I'd make him look impotent. And I think that's what we're doing here. So here's my point. Did somebody make our cruise missiles miss 59? I don't know, because I don't know if they missed or not. I don't know what to believe. I'll put it to you this way. Mission accomplished in terms of what Donald Trump wanted to say in Syria. Will anybody deny that? Nope. Okay, good. So we got that out of the way. The missile that he launched for ISIS, it hit its target. There is no doubt about that. So North Korea is not messing with our launches, but they can't seem to launch anything. Large numbers of military rockets from North Korea either explode or they veer off course or they disintegrate in midair and plunge into the sea. Leads me to believe that we are doing something to North Korea. And for the record, great. Congratulations to us. Tell North Korea, tell Iran, you can have all the nuclear material you want. If you can't get a missile out of your, you know, out of the missile tube and in the air and out of your airspace, what good is it? Spend all that money. Lord knows we've spent enough. You spend all your money fighting all this stuff as opposed to feeding the world and getting your people better educations. Give peace a chance.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.